One of the many important clarifications Proudhon gives us is his explanation of obedience. During our March 26, 2017 show, when he says that, quote, those philosophers who, carrying into morals and into history their gloomy and factious whims, affirm that the human race had originally neither chiefs nor kings, know nothing of the nature of man. Royalty, and absolute royalty, is, as truly and more truly than democracy, a primitive form of government. Perceiving that, in the remotest ages, crowns and kingships were worn by heroes, brigands, and knight-errants, they confound the two things, royalty and despotism. Unquote. He explains, Proudhon, that, quote, man, naturally a sociable being, naturally follows a chief. Originally, the chief is the father, the patriarch, the elder. In other words, the good and wise man, whose functions, consequently, are exclusively of a reflective and intellectual nature. Unquote. This acknowledgement when we are children of our need to learn from our master teachers in order to excel ourselves is part of our nature, one we share with many other social animals. What the class system does is attempt to freeze and then halt our natural process of continuous growth.
Maybe they gon' fool the untrained mind, but nobody I know gon' bite. Like a thief in the night, my lord come and strike. Leave nothing but ashes to the left, dust to the right. Holocaust aside, many lived and died. But when all truth is told, would you rather be dead or be sold? Sold to the one who can now make the displaced bloodline with the white jail bait. Thinking like the keys on Prince's piano will be just fine. If she could be muse to the Pharaoh.